As cooler weather moves in, Estes Services makes comfort easy. Need a heating repair, furnace tune-up, or replacement? We'll keep your home or business warm and cozy. For plumbing, Estes keeps the comfort flowing with free second opinions, same-day water heater installs, and expert service. Need electrical help? We handle upgrades, EV chargers, and panel replacements, too. For over 75 years, Atlanta has trusted Estes Services. Call today or visit EstesAir.com. That's EstesAir.com. It's that easy. It's Estes.
Everybody, welcome to the Nicole Lazarus Show. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much. And for all the listeners who have been tuning in, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's get right into it.
Nicole, 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 how
and
are
Taylor.
You doing? What's the word?
Hey,
what's
your?
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing? How you doing, people out there?
I'm all right.
Happy
how
Valentine's
are you?
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day, bud,
I'm
and family.
Chilling. I'm over here eating on some vegan chocolate. You know what I'm saying? So.
Absolutely unacceptable. Nah, I'm just playing. Vegan chocolate?
I've never,
all right, we're on our health. Our health.
I never had vegan chocolate. I never.
Yeah,
had,
like,
I don't know
what?
If that is. Does that even exist?
I don't want it if it does. Just please don't bring it over here.
Yeah.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
I can mess around with some vegan food though. I had some good vegan food before, but
yeah, I agree with that. There's pretty good vegan food and vegetarian and stuff like that. But chocolate, no, I want all of it. No diet, no vegan, no whatever. I just give me the real deal. Okay. I just want the chocolate as it is. Don't modify it or
exactly.
bother it.
Exactly. Exactly. So Valentine's Day is here. For those out there, for the lovers.
Yes.
And friends. I mean,
the day of love.
You can give Valentine's gifts to your friends too. They don't have to be in love with you. You can give them something nice. It can just be a gesture showing them that you know what I mean?
I appreciate
them on this day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, me personally, I was like telling my lady, I was like, look, never spend a lot of money on me on Valentine's Day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you could, you know, kind of not expect me to do the same, I'd appreciate it. Only because it's like one of them holidays that's kind of like forced upon us. And it's like, you know, I want to show you I love you 364 days a month on my own without somebody having to tell me to pick one day that they designate.
To love you.
Yeah.
Right, to love you.
Yeah. So I'm not being stubborn.
And you know
nothing,
what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's real. That's real. I was just talking about that yesterday where I said that you love every day. You love your person every day, right? And Valentine's Day is just a way, you know, a special day out of the year, which is great, right? We love it. It's great. But, you know, it shouldn't take that, right? Where, like you said, but it's I love you every day. I will express that every day of the year, every day that you're in my life. So I do agree with that 100% that we love each other every day, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if Valentine's Day has come for some, it's a day of depression. It shouldn't be a day of depression. It should just be a day for an improved outlook. If you don't have somebody to spend Valentine's Day with, just go be around somebody or go do something that makes you happy. You know what I mean?
Because
that's ultimately what it's about. Valentine's Day is about happiness. Even if you got to achieve it on your own one year, you can do it. And
I think I've had years like that where I was a little down because it's like, oh, you know, I'm by myself. And I get it. You know, we're humans. And sometimes we just go like, oh, when I'm going to have my person or, you know, I wish that I was getting a gift or, you know, let's be honest, like women, men and women go through that. You know, I'm sure that it's times where we were single or we just didn't have a Valentine's. Right. And yeah, it could be a little depressing. But what I can say is that, you know, like you said, but, you know, celebrate yourself. And, hey, if you have to go buy you, you know, go be your Valentine. Go buy you some chocolates. Go buy you some flowers. Buy you a card. Love yourself. And understand that the love that you desire will come in God's time, right? Just keep working on self-love and working on being the better version of yourself, and you will attract that person eventually to yourself. So, you know, I definitely understand because I've been there, right? And it can be very depressing and you kind of feel left out, you know? And so, yeah, you know, just keep your head up and stay strong and keep loving yourself and understand that the love that's for you will come in time.
Exactly, exactly. And don't be asking your man for no carrots. Shit, he liable to bring you some vegetables. So, get your ass a salad.
I want 50 million carrots on my finger. I want my finger to fall off. So, okay, now.
I'm going to bring you some carrots. All right. I'm like, okay, here you go. They had them for $3, $4.
I got a little bit of rings on my fingers, y'all. Got you. Bling, bling. You know, I know what I'm talking about because I'm loved.
Somebody put a couple rings on them fingers. So,
yes.
In essence, I recently stopped all the extra. I mean, I'm just getting older, I guess, but it's not that I appreciate my lady any less. It's just that.
Of course you love her. You know, yeah, I know that.
I'm just learning that we don't have to show
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful, beautiful family. She's a beautiful woman. You got beautiful kids. That's the love of your life. I know. You don't got to tell me. Trust me, I know.
But wait, hold on a second. But see, one thing you didn't compliment me. I'm the one. You know what I mean? Without me, none of that's possible. Think about it. How beautiful would my family be if I wasn't a contributor? If I wasn't the one that put the screws to the whole program, you know what I mean? I did that.
It took both of y'all love.
Man, let me tell you.
It took you and her to make those beautiful babies.
I had on a safety jacket, a hard hat, rubber boots, a belt. Screwdrivers.
Crazy, y'all. Y'all, this man is a fool.
A spatula. I ain't gonna tell you what we did that spatula, but some shit got flipped. All right, so
rubbing up and smacked it down.
Mm-hmm. Man, there it is.
Yeah, I was rubbing up and smacking it down, and got three beautiful children out of it. Okay,
yeah, you know, things happen, man. Out of you know, it all started with a little twinkle in our, you know what I mean? In our eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like, can you believe though?
That's how it usually starts.
Absolutely. Look at your baby, and you know that it all started with, hey, what's your name? You
know what I'm saying? Oh my God. I should have walked the other way. God, no. I love my daughter. She's beautiful, yeah. But oh God. Yeah. Now that I look back on that moment, I should have walked the other way. I should have just kept my mouth sealed, shut, and closed.
It's funny because with women,
I should not have gave him my name or my number. God.
Women are like, they look back on it and they be looking at the dudes. They be like, ugh, how could I ever? He was, you know, dudes really don't.
We're like, oh my God, I just said that last week, but where I was like, God, where was I at in my mental state? Mm-hmm. I had to be really, really like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, God, was I just that depressed or that like insecure? Maybe my self-esteem was that low. Like, you look back and be like, what the hell was I thinking?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, God, darn. Like,
exactly. See, that thing right there, man.
Goddamn man.
Where did I find him at?
You know?
He need two tickets. Like, that's a two ticket system, huh? He need two tickets when he go to the zoo.
Oh, God.
Want to get in and want to get out.
I have a couple of those exes where I'm like, where, you know, not all of them, but I have a few where I'm like, oh, Nicole, where were you?
Yeah,
where you were Where were you at that time?
Yeah. You know, when you look back, you know what I mean? You think about, especially when somebody starts
like, I can kick my own ass. Like, I can kick my own butt sometimes. Like, God damn it, girl. Why? Why did you do it?
You know? Like, you ain't even cute to be like that. You
right.
Know,
like, to have treated me the way you did or have the things that you did to me. And, like, what the hell was I thinking? But, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I think we all have moments like that where we're like, oh, regret.
No, it's like that. It's like that. I had one friend who used to, like, he would break up with his girlfriend around Valentine's Day. A couple days ahead. Yeah. He'd break up. And then the next time he did it, he broke up around her senior prom. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what? That would have been where I left you, where you had me fucked up at. That's so wrong.
Yeah, but he went with her because He went with her I told him, I said, dude, you know, somebody else get in there.
That's
bro.
Heartbreaking. Yeah. Well,
somebody slide
he
in.
He's going to snatch her for the night.
Yeah, the
yeah,
night.
Oh, he's going to have her all night.
It's going to be prime night for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for shiggity. It's going to go down. It's going to go down the DM, okay?
Absolutely. He may or may not send it back to you, but you know what I mean? You definitely,
but that's what you get because you left her hanging. You cannot expect, you can expect a woman to just wait around for you and be on standby like forever. Like, no, especially like my prom night. When you're young, Maurice, let's be real. Especially in them times, high school, honey, boy, I drop your ass off the same hour. I really wasn't tolerating stuff back then. Like, I drop you so quick and have another man. Because I used to have a roster anyway back then. I had a roster. Okay.
In high school. But man, I got you.
Oh yeah, that's why I said let me shut up. But in high school, honey, I was that girl. Like I had men, I had men. So I was like, okay, you wanna mess around and find out? I'm gonna show you how to play. I'm gonna show you how to play this game, okay? Because your feelings gonna be hurt because you gonna see me with the next man and be like, oh shit, she moved on that fast. Oh, absolutely, I'm not fit to play with you.
During John Thornton Buick GMC's Stocking Stuffer event, save on a new 25 GMC Sierra 2500 HD Denali, $12,000 off MSRP. A new 25 Buick Envision, $6,000 off MSRP. Or a new 26 Buick Encore GX, $5,000 off MSRP. Or a new 26 GMC Sierra 1500 Denali, $10,000 off MSRP. At John Thornton Buick GMC in Carrollton, GMC, we are professional grade. Must qualify for all incentives. Available on select in-stock models to approve credit. Some exclusions may apply. Not valid on prior purchases. See dealer for details. Ends 1/2/26.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You must not know about me.
Huh.
I could have another Beyonce. You in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute.
In a minute, baby.
You must not know about me.
You must not know about me.
So, yeah.
I can have another in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby.
So let's break this down a little real quick on what she just said. The last two lines. You see how she could have another him in a minute, and on top of that, he gonna be there in a minute. So that means that food was on the way anyway. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, don't play with me.
It sounded like she was playing
Beyonce,
with him.
Okay, this is Beyonce. So it's because honey, like women, like I don't. Us women is something else. Like women, a lot of men don't understand about women. Women, your feelings will be hurt. Women move real, real strategically. Okay. And yeah. So you want to keep playing games with her, okay? Don't be mad when
I mean dudes
you
know,
lose your woman.
They know, they just don't want to face it. They know.
Well, you better face it, or you're gonna be facing the law looking stupid in the corner about timeout.
Yeah, nah, that's real talk. That's real talk. So on Valentine's Day, everybody love the one you with, or if you with yourself, love yourself. And all the stuff we saying is, you don't have to take that in consideration right now as far as another you in a minute. But just know, it's always possible that any one of us can be replaced. You know, can we be replaced with the same quality? That's the question. That's what we want to be about. We want to be about putting ourselves at a level of quality that, okay, you can get another warm body, but you'll never have this mindset. You'll never have my essence, which makes me, and I just, you know what? I see a box of Arizona Ice. They got this Arizona green tea, the ginseng one. It's in a can.
No, that's so good. No, that is so good. No, let me Arizona anything. Okay, hold on. The dollar Arizonas, let's not talk. Well, they went up a little more. The dollar tall can of Arizona. You just completely jumped into another topic.
No, I just seen it. I seen it, and somebody trying.
It's so good.
They trying to hide the box.
No, the purple one, the grape A one is hella good.
I haven't had that one yet.
Oh, my God.
This one is...
The ginseng one. I've had the ginseng one. It's like the light kind of green, mint to green can. Oh, my God. Those, the Arizona teas are just delicious. Delicious. Delicious.
I can look.
Amazing.
I'm looking down the hallway from the studio room I'm in. Behind the couch, somebody tried to hide that box. I'm finna go here and bust that shit open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you put it, but you have to put it in the fridge and let it get chill, or put it in the freezer and let it get a little chill. Oh my God. Especially on a you talk about a treat, honey.
That's that business.
You talking about a treat.
Yeah, that's that business right there. So, you know what I mean?
$1, y'all. It used to be a dollar. They raised it to, I think, a dollar and a little, maybe a dollar 10 or something.
Yeah, you it's remember when it was more, when like, it was 99 cents.
It was $1. It was 99 cents.
Yeah, and then it went to a dollar even.
That's the best dollar ever spent, y'all. Yeah. Like, if I could spend a dollar, that's the best dollar ever spent. Arizona's are just so refreshing. They're so good.
It got just
so good.
Just the right amount of diabetes in there. You know what I mean? Right when you sip it, just hit that like that. It's not the first or second sip. It's the third sip. Because by that time period, you're not gonna spill any. Man. You know,
it's so good.
That's crazy. Let me let you hear something real quick. Dang. Hang on, Nicole. Check this out.
No nigga on this planet give two fucks about Valentine's Day. Half of the people that celebrate Valentine's Day are fronting. I've never met a nigga in my life that was excited about Valentine's Day. Not one nigga ever said, man, yo, Valentine's Day coming up. I can't wait to see what my shorty got me, man. Valentine's Day coming up. I can't wait to get my shorty a gift. But we fake it and we front because why? We want to see you happy. We want to make sure that you have a smile on your face on that day so you can show off and you can brag to your friends that your man cares about you. That's the only reason why niggas give you teddy bears and gifts and flowers on Valentine's Day. Because we know you want to show off to your friends that you got a man that care about you. If y'all don't get something on Valentine's Day, man, women start to act real petty and start to be in their feelings. Y'all got to understand, man. When a man is on his grind, he trying to achieve his goals and dreams, man, he ain't got time to be celebrating these fake-ass holiday every year. No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He's right and he's wrong at the same time. Let's break this down.
I'm going to let you get in start this one. Go ahead. Let's break this down.
This gentleman here, very well put together young man there. He got like a nice 3 to 4 to 5 piece suit on. He talks eloquently. Okay. He says sometimes I hear him, he says some things that I can agree with. This particular thing I can agree with some parts. Men do not care about Valentine's Day as much as women do. He didn't say that, but as much as women do.
Yeah.
And we do.
I think you got a point.
Yeah, we do get you something to make you happy.
Right.
We're not doing it so you can go show off to your friends. We want to make you feel good. If you want to show your friends... Thank you. That's on you.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
That's on you.
Yeah. So
you want her to feel special and appreciate it, you know?
Absolutely. And we can still be on our business and make sure you're happy. So we can be on program and make sure you're happy. So he's a little
off. Yeah, that was off. Yeah, that was off.
I wanted to share that with you so you can hear the harsh opinions of Valentine's Day that some men got. They got it misconstrued slightly. You know what I mean?
It is a
quote unquote fake holiday. But if your woman enjoys it, play into it.
Right. Okay. So, okay. So I do agree. But that, women take Valentine's Day way more serious than men. But that's not to say men just don't care. To say across the board, all men don't care. No, maybe they don't care about the actual day of. They care. Like you said, men who care about their women or their wives, they care about the act of service, the act of giving her these things to make her happy, to see the smile on her face, to brighten up her day. Because he understands that that makes him happy to see her happy. That's the point, right? And it's an expression of his love and his acts of service because men like to do things to make the woman, right, be of service to the woman, right? Well, I know masculine men are like that. So that's another form of, I don't care if he's just bringing you food or he's helping you around the house or he's, you know, helping you fix something. He's solving a problem, right? In this case, he just wants to make sure that you're happy. That's a big deal to a lot of men. So, yeah, you know, a lot of times it's not that, okay, he may not really care about it, but it's a sacrifice that he knows that you care about it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, exactly. Okay, I'm going to just put my two cents in, y'all, because with my situation, like my man is very, like he made it very clear, I'm not romantic, but in my mind, I'm like, bullshit. Like, I feel like he's very romantic, but he, in his eyes, he's like, I'm not, right? And he told me, like, I'm more like about experience. He likes to have experience. He's not more like, okay, I want to just buy you a bunch of physical stuff. He's a foodie. So he's like, okay, he wants to make sure I have a variety of foods and I can have a choice of foods, right? That's his love language, is food and cooking and making sure he buys me food. And you get it? But as far as like clothes and shoes and all these other things, it's like, he's not really big on that, right? Even with Valentine's Day, he was like, well, baby, I understand that I'm not big on this holiday stuff, but I understand that it makes you happy. You get it?
Exactly.
So that's the same example. It's like, to him, he really didn't care about it, but it's like, he understands that I do, and it means something to me. So, you know, son, I got the flowers and the teddy bear and the picture. It was really sweet, and it made me so happy. And it's our first Valentine's Day together. So it was just such a sweet thing. Had it delivered to my job, y'all. And, I mean, it made my whole night. It made my whole day. So that's the point. It makes us happy when the man just shows that care and concern. He took the time out of his day to, you know, it don't take, like the man said, oh, we don't have time. Yes, you do. He can order online to have it delivered. It's no excuse for that, because nowadays you can literally get on your phone and order something and have it delivered. There's a lot of convenient ways to do things. So it's like, oh my God, it's so hard for me to do it. No, you just don't want to do it for her.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, you know, it's a, it's tough because I think that some people just get it wrong and they get frustrated, and you could have a man or a female with the wrong expectations on Valentine's Day. I know people who on Valentine's Day got to go out and think they have to go buy their wife a $3,000 purse, and the wife thinks she has to go buy her man a Rolex. And I'm like, no. You don't have to do any of that
stuff.
No,
you should be grateful for whatever it is, whatever, big or small, I'm grateful, right? If he hadn't done these things for me, I still would have been grateful because his presence was enough for me. You get what I'm saying? Right. Just the fact that, hey, you care about me every day so far, you've been there every day, you really love on me every day, like, that's enough for me. Your presence alone, you don't have to, you know, spend, you can't buy those things, right? You can't go and buy authentic and consistency and presence and affection. You can't buy those things, right? That's, I mean, these real qualities in a person. You just can't buy those things. It's free.
Exactly.
It comes freely. So I think that I'm the type of person, I appreciate, it doesn't matter, longest you show that you put the effort in, it could be great or small to me, and I still appreciate it. So I'm just that type of woman. Like, I'll just appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So do you know, because I don't know, I've heard some stories about it, but the origin of Valentine's Day, or would you like to hear what one person's, what they say Valentine's Day came from?
During John Thornton Buick GMC's Stocking Stuffer event, save on a new 25 GMC Sierra 2500 HD Denali, $12,000 off MSRP. A new 25 Buick Envision, $6,000 off MSRP. Or a new 26 Buick Encore GX, $5,000 off MSRP. Or a new 26 GMC Sierra 1500 Denali, $10,000 off MSRP. At John Thornton Buick GMC in Carrollton, GMC, we are professional grade. Must qualify for all incentives. Available on select in stock models to approve credit. Some exclusions may apply. Not valid on prior purchases. See dealer for details. Ends 1/2/26.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sure.
All right, let's check it out.
Besides Christmas, Valentine's Day sells the most cards, with 85% of the purchasers being female. But that's fine. I'll buy a card if I get chocolate in return. Now, the origin of Valentine's Day is a little murky. We do know of Saint Valentine, who served in 3rd century Rome under Emperor Claudius. Now, Claudius felt like single men made better soldiers. So one version of the story is that Valentine continued marrying these soldiers and therefore was thrown into prison. While he was in prison, he fell in love with the jailer's daughter, and he sent her a card signed, "Your Valentine." Another version of the story is that Valentine defied Claudius by helping Christians escape the torture of the Romans. Whichever story is true, we all like to spoil those that we care about, and there's really not a biblical reason that we shouldn't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, there you have it. So whether any of those two stories are true or not, the end result is somebody trying to make somebody else happy.
Right. I agree. And that's all that matters. You know, I think that's all that matters. But I mean, that was interesting because I've never heard that before. So it's always interesting to hear, you know, about the discovery or something, or where something may have started, or just to get that knowledge and learn, right? Whether it be true or false, is always good just to open up one's mind and to learn new things, right? So I think that was interesting, because I've never heard those perspectives before about Valentine's
Day. Yeah, me neither. I've heard other things, but not that one in particular. I do know that Saint Valentine existed. I've heard that name before. What do you think men who actually are into receiving a Valentine's Day, what do you think they want most? Okay. Beside that.
They want the cooch. I don't care about none of this stuff right now. What's up? They want the love making part.
But couldn't that? Well, all right. Well, let's check out another perspective.
Okay, men, what do you want for Valentine's Day? This is an honest question. I want you to fill the comments with a bunch of ideas, because Valentine's Day goes both ways. It's not just, you know, guys giving girls flowers. It's also girls doing something special for their guys, but we need ideas. Okay, men, what do you want for Valentine's Day? This is an honest question.
So she's asking the men what they want for Valentine's Day. You already gave the answer, right? Of pretty much what they, you know, and largely... think it's a part of the day. This young man here has some Valentine gift ideas for your girlfriend. Let's see, since you being a woman and all, if these are the type of gifts that women are expecting on Valentine's Day.
3 Valentine gift ideas for your girl. First, we got the custom hoodie. So boom, get her a hoodie, but with your face on it. Girls love taking out hoodies, you might as well give her one with you on it. Chocolate in a card. Write a card about how much she means to you and give her chocolate. She not like that. Lastly, the teddy bear. Get the bear. Put a sticky note on. Like, will you be my Valentine? You straight. You in there.
Okay, he got 3 out of 3. All right. He said the hoodie with the picture with both of you on it. All right. Well, yeah, it should be both people. Now, I don't know about a picture.
Oh,
with one person. I don't know if I'd run a rock that, but a picture of both of us, I can do. Right?
Yeah, couple shit.
Yeah. Chocolates, the cards. So this dude is on point. You know what I mean? I think
that it's creative, right? And you can be really creative. I think it doesn't matter. That's so special for me. I'm big on photographs, but you know that about me. Everybody who knows Nicole knows, y'all, that I adore pictures. I love taking them. I love capturing moments. I love being in pictures. I'm obsessed with it. It's like, take a picture of me all day. How about I love pictures? So if you take a picture of us together like that, it's, oh my God, like that is like the best thing for me. So some women, like I love roses. He got me roses. He had a picture of us on our first little outing. He had the picture, like, you know, with the Valentine's little thing around it. So I thought that was just so sweet. And I got a teddy bear, right? So it's just so sweet. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the thought behind it. It's really the thought. So I think that's creative, you know, like a hoodie, because she can always wear it or he can always wear it whenever, you know, and it's so special. It's special little things like that, and it's creative. So, yeah, exactly. However you do it, it's special. It's just, you know, you can throw a little creative twist on that, you know. Exactly. It's no like, oh, it has to be card, chocolate. It has to be the standard of all the, you know, gifts you can give her or him. You can throw in different ideas and different things, and it's okay.
I think it just gets frustrating for men trying to compete with last year's gift, or even, you know, sometimes, you know, when things come around, your money may not be the same as it was the last time. And maybe it doesn't equate to the same type of gift that you did the previous year. Or you have a woman that's just totally like become accustomed to wanting you to do things on Valentine's Day that just don't equate to.
That can cause a lot of pressure. And that's the thing, but it's like, it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't cause distress, or it shouldn't be like, God, it's a task, or it's a job for me. It's supposed to be, you know, natural and fun and happy. You know what I'm saying? It's not supposed to be stressful. It shouldn't be like that. And I think if it starts to get to that point, then you need to, you know, kind of maybe reevaluate some things, because it shouldn't be that much work. It's not supposed to be that hard. And that in my opinion.
Exactly. So I see a lot of girls online saying they don't want flowers for Valentine's Day. And I'm like, I think
honey, I love flowers. I love flowers. That's like the sweet, like that is so freaking sweet. It's something so simple but beautiful. Roses are my favorite, red roses. Like that is just, it's just something about a woman and flowers. We just love, I'm not saying all women love, but I do. I love me some flowers. Buy me some flowers, okay? Please. Okay. Yeah. Like I love flowers. It makes the house look pretty. It smells good. It brings such an ambiance and an essence to the house, and it's just beautiful. Flowers are absolutely beautiful from God, you know?
It's pretty clear that people, you know, they have a wide variety of thoughts on Valentine's Day, and it's basically individual. It's what you like as an individual.
That's just with everything in life. You know, it's okay. We all want what we want, but the point I'm trying to make, you guys, just be grateful. Be grateful if you do have someone, whether they try and they might fall the hard times. Like you said, you know, I don't care if he had to go or she had to go to the dollar store. Maybe they couldn't, but it's the thought behind it. Be appreciative. Appreciate, because that person cannot be here anymore, or they can leave you, and now you'll be grateful, and you'll be wishing you had somebody to even care like that again, you know? So understand that just like you have it, it can leave, or it can get taken away from you. So be grateful. Be grateful for that person, and just their love and their presence alone is enough. You know, be grateful. You know, don't be ungrateful for anything. You know what I'm saying? Just be grateful that this is a thought that really counts. It really is.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, to those out there who think that they have to outdo, or it's a competition among male and female, hey, man, let her win. To the guys.
Yeah, please do.
Let her win, bro.
Just don't even, even if you know you're right. Look, happy wife, happy life, right?
Absolutely.
Look, sometimes the woman, just as long as she's happy, sometimes just unzip it. Even when we have to do it sometimes where I have to be like, Nicole, shut up. Like, let that man be a man. Let, you know, because, you know, we have a hard time sometimes where we want to snap back or talk back, or we want to be opinionated about it. Sometimes silence is golden. Sometimes just it's okay. Pick the battles. You got to learn how to pick your battles. Everything don't have to be an argument or a fight. And I'm learning that. Like, sometimes I just be like, Nicole, shut up.
Because
I got a mouth. So I'll be like, let me be quiet.
Exactly. Well, you know, or I just be quiet. And because I, believe me, I mean, I can be petty.
I can be petty.
Nicole, you've seen the version of year two before when I was being an ass or whatever. I'm the best at it. You know what I mean? And
yeah, I can still, we can get to your level. I'm like that too, y'all. Like, I can't get real, but you know, we mature adults, y'all. We mature adults. So You know what I'm saying? You got to get petty, like really make sure you really got to go there. But we're going to try to avoid that. We're going to try to be the bigger person. And just as long as your person's happy, sometimes it's better. Just it's okay to say, you know, I'm going to let you take that. You feel me? Even if yeah, I know that yeah. I'm like they say, the customer's always right. It's the same. Yeah. Sometimes you just, the customer's always right. We know the motherfucking customer not always right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But hey, they walk away, they happy, right?
Well, you know.
Everybody's happy. Business just runs smoother that way.
I settle disagreements pretty easily because I'm like the Lord when it comes to that part, because I giveth myself and I take of myself. All right. So it's like,
amen.
I run that silent treatment on you. And I, you know, I've learned, especially with me, is that I just remove myself out of people and they let them miss me and let them get a taste of how yeah. it is without me. And now if I did something to them, I wouldn't, it's a different story. But if it's like it's some bullshit that we can resolve and I know everything gonna be good afterward, I'll just take myself out the scene for a little while and let them get a taste of how that is.
And that's how you set boundaries and you set the tone for how you're gonna value me. And you know what? I've been doing that too, but right, we talked about that. Where sometimes you have to show people and leave them where they had you messed up at. Okay.
You gotta pop out and show.
Let them pop out and show niggas. That part, right? And Kendrick Lamar, right? What a fantastic artist. Anyway, you have to set the tone to say, hey, you know what? And I'm going to tell you something. When someone is so good to you and you realize that their absence is felt, ooh, man, that silent treatment ain't no joke. And I don't encourage that because it's kind of toxic, but sometimes you do have to do it, right? I wouldn't say do it for a whole 24 hours with the person, but it depends, because I'm going to be real. If it's to the point where I got to keep giving you the silent treatment, I'm going to cut your ass off at this point. I'm not fit to keep playing with you. You ain't fit to keep playing with me. And that goes for a family, friend, cat, dog, or lover. I don't care who you are. I'm going to leave you where you had me messed up at. All
well,
right. I'm no longer dealing with that type of energy. It's absolutely not.
If you throw,
okay? It depends on the severity.
Yeah,
it depends
yeah, yeah.
on how it depends on its levels to this, Maurice. Okay. So you're not going to just say, oh, yeah, now if it's your first indiscrepancy, but you're not supposed to keep on giving me the silent treatment and not communicating with me properly, but it's a healthy level. I think that's what I'm trying to say, but it's a healthy level to show people, hey, you need to change this. And if you don't, these are the consequences. One of the consequences that I'm going to give you the silent show, I'm going to withhold my time, affection, mm-hmm, and communication mm-hmm. for a while. As toxic as it is showing you how you're going to feel without my presence, without my essence. And sometimes we need that, because I know it. I need that. You got to tame me, baby. I'm a lion. So it's like, I need a man who can tame me. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm just kind of sexy. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, I'll run all over you. I'll run all over you.
Oh, man.
Okay.
But if I can say this, that it's not necessarily, my method is not necessarily a silent treatment. My method is basically just giving you the time that you obviously wanted. And if you call me and you'd be like, I'm not going to just purposely not answer the phone. But I mean, you know, you may not be number one on my, you know, on my call back list when I do go through my calls.
Yeah, right, at this moment, right.
It's like,
normally you would be, but right now you're not.
Absolutely.
Because you need to feel me.
Yeah, yeah. You need to feel me. Yep. And then once you get enough of that, it's no need for me to further push it
to
and
drag
be a dickhead.
It on.
Yeah,
for me to
drag
it on. Yeah.
I'm just going to give you just enough.
You learned your lessons.
Absolutely.
We can talk now. Now we can communicate about it and it comes to a resolve, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a great day, right? What happens on February 15th? A legion of people return back to their normal get down and all that stuff. Is it, which makes me, it lends more to the whole thing about Valentine's Day. It's like, okay, the 14th, I'm going to be my best person with this person. And on the 15th, I'm going to go back to my bullshit. You know what I mean?
No,
I know you. I'm not saying that I'm going to do that, but it's like,
unacceptable behavior.
Unacceptable behavior, unacceptable. But you know,
people do it. I get what you're saying. It's very common.
Yeah, you know, you might piss me off on Valentine's Day. And then on the 15th, me being a man, I might make an excuse to where I can go off and, you know what I mean, be with somebody else. Listen to this.
You know, as a man, I cringe when I hear some of these dudes say stuff like, you know, as a man, we not designed to be with just one woman, man. We were designed to be with multiple women. That's a lie. That's from the pits of hell, right along with Satan. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. A man leaves his mother and father and cleaves to his wife, and they become one flesh. So, mm-hmm. Speak for yourself. You're designed to be a whore, not I. Not all men cheat. That's you. Speak for yourself. Just because you're untrustworthy, you have no morals, you have no integrity, and you can't be trusted, stop speaking for all men. But for you men that think that way, speak for yourself.
Amen.
Let you be one deep in your sorriness. That's you. Stay over there with that. As a man, if you have that mindset, I can't trust you. I don't trust you around my daughters. I don't trust you around my wife. Stay over there with that triflingness, with that demon spirit. Not all men cheat. We have men out here to take care of their wife, take care of their families, take care of their mom and dad. Look out for them. That's you, bro. Stay over there with that.
All right. Hit it.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I really like this creator. He on TikTok, I really, really appreciate. It's refreshing because, you know, we always hear this term, all men cheat. They're all cheat. No, maybe a lot of people do cheat. A lot of men may cheat, but to say everybody does it, no, absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? And to a man who doesn't, that's an insult. That would be a great disservice to him, because it's like, wait a minute, don't put me in that bunch. And what he's saying is, a lot of men want to justify, oh, in the biblical times, and talking about like King Solomon or, how they had these concubines or they had polygamy and all that. And he's saying, yeah, just because it might have been prevalent or it was going on, which is going on every, you know, now too in the modern times, it's never changed. What he said is that doesn't make it godly. That doesn't mean God approved of that. That's not what God said. You get what I'm saying? He said that to find your wife, okay? To come as one flesh. That's how God intended it to be, right? That's why we're not supposed to have sex without marriage. That's a fornication. That's committing fornication is a sin. So if God said you're supposed to be out here sleeping around with a bunch of people, why would he say, hey, no, keep yourself until marriage with that one person? That shows you that God honors monogamy. He honors marriage. He honors, you get what I'm saying? So he's just basically saying that that's just an excuse that a lot of men make to justify it okay. And it's not from a biblical standpoint that it's okay in God's eyes. It's just that, you know, you have sin in every time frame, in every throughout history until current times. So I definitely agree with that. Like, don't put everybody in the same box. That's just like saying all women are faithful. No, women, all men cheat and all women don't. Like, so all women cheat too then, right? Because it depends on the individual and what they want to do. You have men and women who cheat. You have some who don't. You know what I'm saying? So to put everybody in one box is not right. But,
To all the ladies out there who are wondering if I'm available, you can have me.
He's not.
Just
no,
enter your coupon code 86 at checkout and I'll be there. Put in your address and I'll be there.
He lying, y'all.
I'm ready. So listen,
don't have your wife come hurt these girls. Stop it. Don't have your beautiful ass wife come and hurt somebody. Please don't.
Like, you know what? Look.
Okay.
I feel you.
He playing. He is really playing. I'm so serious.
I said coupon code 86.
Nope, absolutely not. Nope.
Redeem your coupon. And I'm going to throw, but wait, if you order right now.
You go throw the chicken sandwich.
A spicy chicken sandwich.
Yo, you and them damn chicken sandwiches.
Yeah,
you gonna throw the spicy.
With an uncooked yam.
A lot of people might want that spicy chicken sandwich, that's a really big temptation.
That's it. That's
chicken,
what I'm saying.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Order now. Order now. Chicken sandwich. No. You get me.
He just crazy.
You get a chicken sandwich.
Comical.
You get a hand stamp.
This is offer.
Yeah, I got two choices.
Mr.
You
Club,
can have
Club 69.
That's it. You can have a flower, or you get a 69 hand stamp. Or we can do a 68, and I owe you one. Whatever it takes. But use that coupon code 86 because
y'all,
I'm out the dough
so
as soon as I'm done. So
he's just comedy. You just comedy, but like yours is just hilarious. I can't
coupon,
with you, y'all.
Y'all
imagine like being in this man's life for 10 plus years, y'all. He never fails to like amaze me. He just is a breath of fresh air. You are just crazy, and I love that. I love that about you.
I know.
Like,
you didn't know about my coupon system. Just... I never told you that I had coupons. Tell your family and friends.
Lying.
Spread
no,
the word
no,
for me.
No,
y'all
no,
come
don't
back now.
The word. Nope. Shut your mouth. Don't do it.
So, you know,
don't do it.
Coupon is non-redeemable. It's non-redeemable on February 14th. You can't redeem it on the 14th, but at the 15th, you can, right? You can meet me at Cattleman's. I'm going to be at Cattleman's signing autographs.
Oh, God. You are hilarious. Okay. Don't be there, y'all. Don't show up.
All right. Let's touch on something that young man was saying. What he believes is what he believes, and I don't dispute that.
Right. Yeah, everybody got a right to their opinions.
I do say this much. He's accurate, and the problem is we are at a battle against morality and nature. Because nature says that I can go off and impregnate as many women as possible. Morality says that I should not do such, and I should have one woman. One set of emotions, one family. But that's in that version of religion. If you go to other faiths, they say you can have as many wives as you can afford.
Mm-hmm. So, that's true. It just depends on, because everybody, like you said, everybody don't believe in the same thing.
Absolutely.
Everybody don't have the same religions. Everybody don't. So it really... this is my thing, like we said so many times, but keep it real, okay? If you are dealing with one woman, deal with that woman. Don't play with her heart, vice versa.
No, don't play with her heart.
Or that man. If you're dealing with multiple women, they all need to know that. Now, that's one thing, okay? If everybody's on board, hey, go for it, okay? If I got five husbands, okay, of course, we in America, I can't do that. But say I have 500, hypothetically speaking, all of them know about each other? Because there's women who got two husbands, and they're okay with that. They accepted that. That's what they chose. You get it? If a man has multiple wives and they all accept it, that's perfectly fine. Give me a choice, though. Don't do it behind my back. That's the difference. You know, it's you know what I'm saying? It don't lie. Don't be sneaking around and hurting people. That's where I just don't, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. That's what goes back to the morality thing. It's like, you know, the morality of it is, you probably shouldn't do that. But the nature thing is, you can't.
Yeah, people don't do it.
Yeah, you
people
can.
Don't do it. People, because you're in the flesh and you tempted and they look good to you, right? We all go off of, ooh, it looks good and I want to, it's a good feeling, right? Sex feels good. So, ooh, it's attract, this person looks good. But it's like, okay, like learn to have some self-discipline and control too.
Work on
having some self-discipline. Because temptation's everywhere. We all have to fight it. We all have to fight that. It's always going to be a fine-ass nigga, a fine woman. You know what I'm saying? Women, it's like, you don't think I see a bunch of beautiful men? And they so fine, I'm like, damn, But is it worth me losing my man? My man is beautiful. Like, you have to be like, I'm good where I'm at. I'm satisfied. Enough. When is enough going to be enough? What it is, people just want to be greedy and feel like I just want my cake in too. And hey, you know, just understand there's consequences to your actions, and people don't care. They're not going to listen. But sometimes you have to go through some things for you to wake up. You know, you got to fall on your face a few times for you to realize that lesson. So I don't want it to come to that and where nobody gets hurt or their heart gets destroyed. Or you lose your life or end up in jail, because that sometimes can go really bad. Things can happen really bad when you play on people's hearts.
Absolutely.
So your people just keep in mind that, you know, there's consequences, good and bad, to everything that we do. So, you
and
know,
that's
just
why,
try to...
That's why I think the Bible...
Yeah, try to be real. Be honest. Be honest about it. You don't have to be committed to nobody. It's men who have told me in the past, like, hey, I like multiple women, or I'm not... I just got a relationship, right? I don't want to get close to you. I just want to have sex. I respected that. I could respect that because it's like they didn't leave me on a play of my heart. They gave me a choice to say, hey... If I want to deal with this man for one night or however long, but he gave me a choice. He didn't get in my face and be like, oh, I want to be your man, and I want to do right by you, and I'm going to be faithful to you. And you know that that's not the case. So just be real. You'd be surprised when you're honest with people, you pretty much will still get what you want, because people are like, damn.
I don't know,
a woman, it's like sometimes, but okay, if that woman or man don't accept it, there's somebody else. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to play. It's other women who, it's people out here who are okay with that. They on the same trajectory. So just stop playing with people. Don't, because you destroy people and you mess it up for the next person that's trying to come in and love
them
properly.
That's real life, real talk.
People don't think about that.
So I just think that if you remove all the biblical stuff. It's just because the reason why I don't necessarily like to hear any of that, because I know I've just come across so many hypocritical people, and they love to hold on, use that as their crutch while they're doing all this stuff on this side. So just be a good person. If you can be the best person,
be a good person. Yeah. That's real. Yep. And just, you know, we all fall short. We all sinners. Shit. We all sinners. Okay. No judgment here, y'all. We never come from a place of judgment. Only the Most High does that. We're just simply saying that, you know, so we all been there. I've been cheated on. I've cheated before. Come on now. I'm not sitting here like, oh, I've never done anything wrong or immoral.
Not me.
We're sinners.
Not me.
But I'm speaking for me. At this time in my life now, it's like you go through things and you learn those lessons. You understand and you're like, wait a minute. It's just not... You just have to come to a point in your life where...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You just want to change. It's you know, can't nobody make you do that. It has to be it's free will. You have to want to do the right things, and you have to want to live on certain moral codes and standards. And so I could talk till my ears turn blue, y'all, until my teeth fall out my mouth and run away. But if y'all going to do what y'all going to do, I can't. You're going to do what you're going to do. But just understand that dealing with people's hearts is a very fragile thing, okay? Very fragile. Anyone who's ever had a broken heart understands that that is one of the worst things to come back from. Some people never trust again. They never want to get close again because they don't want to experience that type of pain anymore, you know?
Exactly, so exactly.
We don't think about that at the time because we just want to have fun. I'm not thinking about, oh, if I'm going to break his heart because I'm with this other man. This other man's hot, right? Or you don't care about your woman's feelings right now because you in this girl face and she about to drop them draws. Nobody's thinking. They're selfish. We're thinking, oh, it's the gratification right now. You're not thinking about the long-term effects that this might cause.
Exactly. Exactly. As I slide her a stick of Wrigley's spearmint gum to make sure her breath is fresh while we talk and hit you in his face.
I'm going to kick your butt, man. I swear to God.
Hey, y'all. Hey, check this out.
If you sat around you, you're not going to be sad no more, y'all. He will bring your spirits to the most highest capacity. I not love you, but I love your friendship.
Yeah, and I sell tickets. I sell tickets at the door. I could be at your house. I'm going to sell you a ticket. If I'm coming in, it's a ticket being sold.
No, all right, don't buy it, y'all.
Hey, I'll take Cash App. Okay? Venmo, Zelle. Okay, you ain't got no bank account. It's okay. We're gonna reach into them pockets and see what you got in there. I'm taking all of it.
Give me
all the coins and
IOUs.
I'll take the lint.
Oh my god, remember IOUs? I'm hella mad. I don't want no motherfucking IOU.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I remember people like, oh, I owe you. I don't want you to owe me. Dang. Yeah. I know what that means. You owe me. I'm never gonna get my money back. Oh,
it's like,
no,
just go ahead. Just go ahead and keep it. Somebody tell me I owe you for that one. I owe you for that one. No, you don't. We good. We settled up. But that also brought you out, too. That's your buyout contract. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it depends on the amount. Like, if it's a small amount of money, I might not trip off of it. But if it's a significant amount of money for me, I want my money back.
Anything
you know what I'm saying?
Over $26. $26, yeah. I want it back. And I have to like you.
Yeah.
I got to like something about you. If I don't like nothing about you, man, you're not
but
even.
But there's a thing, too, but. If I gave it to you just from my heart, like I gave it to you, of course, it's like we got to understand. I gave it to you as a gift. I'm not worried about you paying me back. But if we have an agreement that I loaned you this money, I want my money.
Absolutely.
Okay? I expect my money.
No doubt.
Run me my money on time.
No doubt.
Okay. Because that's one thing I don't play about. I don't play about my money. Y'all,
I don't play.
I'm willing to sit when it, I'm a woman that don't. I don't. Maurice, do I play about my money?
She don't play about her money.
Ooh,
she don't play.
I knock your teeth out your face. Yeah. Keep playing with it. I don't want to be like that, y'all. But it makes me, don't play with me. Don't play with my livelihood like that. Don't play with me. I helped you out, and I helped you to get to what you needed to get to at that time. You needed that help. Don't shit on me. Don't do me like that.
Should raise your dental bill.
That's
up when
where
you knock
I
teeth
cut.
Out.
I cut motherfuckers off real quick for shit like that because you playing in my face. You taking my kindness for weakness now. Now, okay. We don't play them games.
Don't do it.
Absolutely not.
Don't do it, y'all. Please don't do it because she going to cash in on what you owe. She here to collect.
Mm-hmm.
Every last red cent of it. You know what I mean?
I want all my coins, okay? Mm-hmm. I want me pot of gold, okay? Don't play with it. All right, but let's move on.
Oh, my gosh. So, hang on a sec.
Live from Radio City Music Hall. It's the
Radio City Music Hall. Well, I'm there too. Yeah, I'm everywhere, huh? I'm good.
You just figured out stuff as you go along. Like, wait a minute, I didn't even know I was on here. Congratulations! I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Like, you doing your big one.
When did they go there? I'm just damn man. Better than what I thought. I'm like,
yes,
shit,
you know? You didn't know? I thought you knew that already.
So I was supposed to be at the All-Star Weekend doing interviews, but it didn't work out for me. And that was cool because
that's a big ass opportunity right there.
Yeah, you know, I'll do it next year. So we got everything cleared up.
Yeah,
and next year I will do it. But this year I just couldn't do it.
Big deal.
It didn't work out for me timing wise.
Well, you know what? The fact that you even had the opportunity is big.
Oh, shit. Your
right?
coin just, you heard that? Where'd that come from? Somebody returning money to you right now and shit. They said, fuck it. I don't care. Yeah, so I'll be at the All-Star Weekend showing my teeth next year. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know.
Yay! Yes. You know what I mean? Congratulations. I didn't get that. That's a big, big accomplishment.
My gold front's put in time to make it for this year. So, you know what I mean?
So crazy. Yeah, we got All-Star Weekend out here. Y'all in San Francisco.
Yeah, you know.
I actually am at work. I work right next to the Warriors where the Warriors play.
It's going down.
The Chase Center is going down. It's going to be a lot of big time pro ballers and celebrities out here. So whoever's attending, be safe and enjoy. You know, drink responsibly if you drink and drive.
Just don't park your car down there. Don't park your car. Don't leave no valuables.
And to anybody, please don't wear, if you got some valuable chains and diamonds and stuff, you know, maybe wear the fake stuff. You
man,
know,
don't bring out
your real stuff.
Don't even wear.
People will snatch your shit.
Don't wear costumes.
Let's be clear. San Francisco is known for snatching up rappers chains out here.
Yeah.
And so beware of that, okay? Like, they don't care about your status or who you are. They will snatch your shit. So make sure you got your bodyguards and your police or whatever you need to have on deck with you.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Because if you, for real, keep it on the swivel, because if you get caught bolo solo walking down the street, niggas will run up on you and snatch your shit. I'm just trying to give you fair warning. Police, I ain't lying. You know I ain't lying.
So that was one of the reasons why I didn't do it this year, is because of a insurance policy that I would have to have purchased just to and I'm like,
yeah,
well, you guys asked me, you guys provide the insurance. I don't understand this shit.
Right.
I got to spend $500 on this shit.
They should definitely have you know, included that in the contract. Yes,
well, you know, I'm just not big enough. You know what I mean? But I know I wasn't going. So I said, hey, you know what? You guys contacted
me. You already a star.
You guys contacted me. Well, you know, I mean, you know, you guys may have seen me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know what I mean? On TV, you know what I mean? Film, video, radio, in your dreams. But one day I'll be there.
No. Don't do that. Because, see, he been too humble for me, y'all, right now. You've been extremely too humble.
Listen.
And that's why you laughing, because you know you've done so many big, big things already in your lifetime, Maurice, and still doing currently. This man has done some things where y'all mouth would drop to the floor. I have the opportunity to be in his life as a friend and a business partner. And so for me, as fascinating and as brilliant and as inspired and as grateful I am, sometimes I still have to sit and think like, wow, this man is so well-rounded and accomplished, excuse me. And it blows my mind. And many people don't do that for me. So if I tell you, you inspire me, or you're just this incredible 1 to 1 million type of person, you are that in my eyes. And that takes a hell of a lot of skill and work and integrity and drive. You know what I'm saying? And so I respect any man or woman like that. And, you know, I won't say nothing mean to people, but I'm not going to toot your horn. I'm not going to sit here and kiss your butt and sugarcoat it. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. You know?
Exactly.
Respectfully. So I love people who are just intelligent, right, and brilliant minds. And I really respect that.
Oh, thank you. Because I respect you,
too. Because it pushes me and it motivates me. And so, I love people who, it's just a beautiful way to be.
For all that want to know how it started, I was doing a shift at the Honey Bank Ham Store in Colma, California. Nicole came
in. Don't play with me.
She ordered She ordered the special, the turkey cheese sandwich.
Oh, honey baked ham?
Yeah, you know it. You remember. Don't act like you don't remember. And I gave you some extra salad. I said, you want some extra salad? Girl, take that salad. You want some cucumbers? Here, take it. And you was like, oh, you cool. You want to be my friend? Or can you give me more salad every time I come in here? I said, take some more right now, just in case you don't come back, but you remember me. And we've been friends ever since. You know what I mean? I got fired that same day, but still.
Well, as much as that story sounds really nice, that's not how we met. But now I'm getting hungry because let me tell you something. That honey baked ham. Oh my God! You said honey baked ham.
Best sandwiches in the world. I'm gonna tell you.
My mouth started watering, y'all. Yeah. I'm such a fatty right now. Like I love. Oh my God! I want some honey baked ham and salad. Okay, maybe not salad. I've been salad out. I had a salad yesterday, matter of fact. But yeah. Oh my God. But that was a cute story. But
well, I'm just telling the world how it all began. A lot of people don't know. They be asking. They be like, man, how did you guys meet each other? I'm like, well, you know. I had a special crease in my, you know, my shirt, the collars. I creased them wrapped. I had that. It was a hard crease. And I was like, you know what? Today is my day. I feel special.
Put on my starch. Little... It was heavy starch. So
yeah,
you heavy sat there
starch.
For a good hour and irons.
I starched it myself. Shirt, yeah. And when I starched it, I had that starch you spray with the can, like the Aquafina can.
Remember those days? Yeah. No, we used to really do that. We used to starch the window. That was a big deal, y'all. In high school and in middle school, we used to starch the because we had to get that perfect crease.
But we had Dickies had to have a crease. 501.
The jeans had to have 501s. Yeah. The Dickies, the Ben Davis. Oh, honey.
The Ben Davis will stand up.
We didn't play.
Ben Davis stand up by themselves. The crease was so hard.
By himself, But, you know, we still had to do the extra. We still had to go over it. So, yeah, I used to do that all the time. I don't do that anymore. Like, I've gotten kind of like, I don't know, like, with my clothes, it's more like, I like things that's just more, like, easy for me to just, well, I don't have to iron as much, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could just kind of get up and go.
I want comfortable clothes. I want clothes that I can jump in bed, I can jump out of bed in them, or jump in bed with them and still be comfortable. Sweats, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
No, sweats are always just, because it's just so... It's just easy. It's easy as hell. Sweatpants are easy, right? And who don't love sweatpants? I love sweatpants.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, you know, it's like, I like that. And I like, because I don't understand how people, I have to sleep in something. I don't understand how people can sleep with, like, you know, I know people who sleep just with no clothes on.
In a nude.
I'm like, you fucking some sheets up. You know what I mean?
I just think that it depends. Like, if it's, you know, make sure if it's in the winter, you got a heater or, you know, if it's a hotter. I can understand when it's hot. Like, it's warmer. It suffice, right? It's comfortable when it's kind of hot.
Yeah,
but in the wintertime, honey, you want to be in a nude, you need a heater because your ass going to be freezing your butt off.
That's literally what I'm saying. But do your body regulate heat and sweat properly? It's like, you know what I mean? Are you like... Is it too much or too little? Or something?
It's gonna definitely be uncomfortable because it's like, it's too hot. Now it's too cold and it's just a mess. So, yeah. But hey, you know, I mean, I get it. Like, we all have our things that we like to do.
Do you know this trick? It's like, let's say you sleep in your bed, right? And it get too hot. You got the blankets on. You kind of wrapped up in the comforter, right? But you just stick you stick your toe out, just one toe. Out the bottom of the bed.
Like that's going to, I do that all the time.
It cools off your body.
I do it all the time. It's like, but then I still realize after it cools off, I get hot again. I just throw the whole cover off. I'm like, fuck this. Like,
oh, well, I can't do this. That, you know, that's, how about you ever been asleep and there's been like a mosquito or something in your room and it goes past your ear? And then you saw it.
Oh, I never had that happen.
You never had that?
It bit my ass. Nothing like that happen.
If you have a mosquito in your room, it will terrorize you. It'll keep coming past your ear because you don't want it to go in your ear, so you put the blanket over, right? And then it'll be outside the blanket.
At that point, I'm going to kill the motherfucker. Like, I'm not supposed to play with you. Like,
man, that's going
to
take hours.
If I see a mosquito in my room, I can't even go to sleep at this point.
They only come out when you sleep. That's a problem.
Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, no. Yeah. Well, shit, I don't know. I'm sure it's happened to me, but I've never, I've gotten bit in my sleep, but I've never had an issue where I recall a mosquito, like, outside my ear. No, I might have. I'm not sure.
I was trying to bite you or what? Want to get next to my ear because it just wants me to know it's out there.
It's trying to get that blood. It wants to bite you.
Yeah,
You know how they say they? I don't know if it's short out, but they say your blood has to be sweet to the mosquito for the mosquito to bite you.
Yeah, I've heard that.
To be honest, y'all, I've never in 40 years of me been alive, I can literally probably count on one hand, maybe two hands, how many times I've been bit by a mosquito. They don't really bite me. I don't even know the last time I've been bit by a mosquito. Like, some people get bit up real bad. Like, they don't like my blood. I'm glad. Leave me alone.
There you go.
I don't get bit by them like that. Now, my daughter, oh my God, they love her. They will eat her blood up, honey. I'm like, Some people just be having heck of mosquito bites. Yeah, I've never had an issue like too much about with mosquito bites.
Yeah,
I've had them, but not like
they attracted to a certain blood type. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they're attracted to my blood type like that, which I'm glad. Leave me alone, mosquito shit, because them things be itching. It is so bad.
I got bit on my knuckle once. So, and they kept bending when they bite. Yeah,
they bite you on your ankle.
They get you where they can. They say, hey, man. Yeah,
they will bite you. They don't care. It's flesh. They in there. They like, wherever I see it, I'm biting. They don't care.
So, I know, let me ask you another question. If a guy likes you too much or shows you too much attention, or always around, I know you like attention. You told me that several occasions. You told all of your audience that. Can a female get bored with that? Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, definitely.
Wow. Well, here we go. Check this out real quick. Hold that thought.
So I seen this post and it says girls won't admit it, but they get bored when a man loves them too much. Here we go. Let's talk about it. So before I get into this little rant, I need you to understand that not every man and not every woman is the same. So please do not generalize. That is on you. Also understand that a lot of traumatized people and people who have never had love are going to run from love. That goes for men and women.
Bruh.
You ever hear this saying when women say this, if he texts me too many times, he's needy, he's clingy, he's annoying. When that's common communication, that's normal communication. Exactly. That's somebody who doesn't understand when somebody's interested in them. Now imagine you're with a guy and he loves you a little too much, likes you, compliments you all the time, checks in on you. If you're not used to a man who has had a big impact on your life, you're going to think he's annoying. You're going to get bored of him really quick. If you've never been raised by a man who's checking in on you multiple times a day, you're going to think he's controlling because you do not know how to reciprocate that. When you're unfamiliar with certain feelings and certain people in your life that impact it in a good way, you've never felt that before, it can make you anxious, it can make you nervous, and it can make you want to leave. But I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, those probably are the best people for you. Why do you want to be with a guy who doesn't call, doesn't text? You don't know whether you guys are seeing eye to eye. You don't know whether you stand with this guy or not. Who wants that?
Let's talk about it.
Oh, man. I love her. I'm a big fan. She's a creator on TikTok as well. And she is very, very popular. She speaks.
I'm sorry. I don't know how that happened, but go ahead.
Yes, she, she's very, I love, this creator. She just keep it real, right? She keep it real raw and uncut and like we do. And I really respect her point of view and her, opinions. And yeah, I definitely agree with what she's saying.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you've never, and y'all take, I'm taking this, I'm telling myself this, y'all, okay, because I totally understand. When you never had a healthy, you don't really know what a healthy love looks like, or you don't really understand that, it's very scary because it requires change, right? It's extremely scary. And you got to be vulnerable, right?
Right.
You have to be vulnerable. You have to bring traumas and things to the surface, and this person's like a mirror to you. It's very scary. I'm dealing with that right now. It's so scary when you're dealing with a healthy, stable, consistent man. So I literally can agree with her. It is very scary. And it, because then you're like, oh my God, when is the punchline going to hit, right? When is the ball going to drop? When is this person, it's too good to be true, right? Because if you only know heartache and toxic situations, and you've been in abusive relationship dynamics, right? Whether that be verbal or physical or emotional or all of the above. If you've been so conditioned and used to that, right? These highs and lows, how do you know what's even? You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So some women or men don't have that experience. They haven't really had unhealthy relationship dynamics. Some people really have had really healthy relationship dynamics, right? It is people out there who've experienced that. Not everyone, but there are, like, maybe that was their first love and they've been with them for so long. I'm saying it's not going to be perfect, but it was, you know, it's not like crazy over the top. Some of us know crazy over the top, right? We just had a dysfunctional background or upbringing. You don't know what normal imbalance is. You don't understand healthy. Right? I don't understand what healthy is. I came up dysfunctional as hell, Maurice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how do you accept that? Because it's always going to be your scare. Because it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? And trust me, y'all, like I said, I'm going through that right now. I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually living in that right now, because I'm like, I'm experiencing a man who's very emotionally intelligent and mature, driven, been very successful, still very successful. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Very healthy and likes to communicate and bring out and not in an unhealthy way, like challenge me in healthy ways and make me a better woman. That shit is scary as hell.
Big ups. It's scary. Big ups.
You know, it's very scary because it's what she's saying. It's like, okay, it's just like, it can get boring because you're like, damn, I'm used to toxic. I'm used to a different type of man. But what I will say is that, let me just say this one thing. When you think about it like this, is it really worth you going back to that toxic, abusive, or dysfunctional type of person? Think about what I'm saying, y'all. Even though it might be scary to be in a healthy love, I'd rather be scared and try to be in a healthy love and make that work than to go back to hell. Right. Absolutely. Let's try to get a piece of heaven. When you think about it like that, and especially when you've been hurt so many times, you learn a lesson, or even one time, one heartbreak is enough. I've had several heartbreaks. Okay. You get to a point where you're like, okay, you know, fuck it. I'll take boring. Right. I'll take healthy. Okay. Like at this point in my life, I'm like, I'm so turned off by it. I don't want toxic anymore. I've outgrown it. It's a total red flag and turn off for me at this point in my life. And that's where you learn and you grow and you're like, okay, as scary as it is, I'm willing to take that risk because, hey, it could fall apart. It may not work. A person could turn out toxic. You get what I'm saying? You never know because you don't know. It's a risk you take in love. But I can say, oh, it's healthy and all that right now, but what if shit turn left? You don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I'm willing to try. I want to see, because it could stay that way. It could be, this is just what it is. This is what God blessed me with, and this is my person, and maybe we can have longevity or maybe not. But even if it's short or long term, it's healthy. You need healthy. So learn how to be healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's okay. It's all right. Learn how to be healthy.
Well, Nicole, It's about that time. Are you ready to let these people be free of you?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another show. You could have been anywhere, and we greatly appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Make sure to share this with your friends and family, all right? And if you haven't subscribed, make sure to subscribe, all right? Follow. And yeah, we're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, and soon we will be on YouTube as well. So if you guys are interested in just maybe joining the show or being featured on it, you can always reach out to me via email at nikkidoll524@gmail.com. That's nikkidoll524@gmail.com. God bless and peace until next time.
And happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. Remember, women, code 86 will get you a redeemable coupon with me. That's right. Featured at your house. I'm going to arrive there by 7 p.m. sharp. Wearing your favorite cologne. I only got a few samples left, so you got to let me know what you want me to put on. I'll be there, and I'm going to brush my teeth, shave my beard, and make sure that I use some good stuff so my underarms won't be musty. Thank you for tuning in to the Nicole Adrian Show. We'll be back next week with another exciting episode. Stay tight, love each other, live right, and be well, bitches.
Oh, you're retarded. God.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.